thing that you showed me with the handle?
Yeah.
What would you explain that?
That was to drag it with. That's lifted by that handle. Mm-hmm. That long handle, it's long. That goes with it. That was part of the Dutch oven.
About a foot long or more.
Yeah, right? Yeah, so a foot and a half. Mm-hmm.
Everybody had coasters back then. That's how they know. Uh-huh. Big punch
fire,
and that thing had a ring.
You can't
reach
too far
and get down. And you could push it. Uh-huh. You know, you have to learn each other to cook enough and you'll get down there.
But you never had anything you called a spider.
No,
I believe there's one down at Middleburg. John White had one, showed me. He was the same age as my daddy, John White, born 1861. He said when he was 10 years old, he walked from Texas here. Something went out there with his uncle to Texas. And the way of coming back home, they stayed to stay, I would say, 6 months or a year, maybe 2 years. His uncle and him would come together afoot, walking. And they'd go 4, 5, 6 miles to a camping place. And on the way, they'd kill a squirrel, and maybe two squirrels, and have coffee ready. And they'd make coffee out of buffalo chips. You know what I mean?
Is that right?
Or dried up manure from the cows and buffaloes in West Texas. And mm-hmm. Way out there, and there he made his coffee. Heat with that. And then had a squirrel and wants to kill a turkey on the road. Mm-hmm. They thought a big game, but so-and-so, another 10 miles, a certain spring over there. See, they're getting about 2 meals a day, supper and breakfast, all got for dinner at the noon hour, they're on the way to the next camping place.
I see.
And 2 or 3 months to come from Texas here, and he walked all the way from his 10 years old.
Uh-huh.
Came hunting, and he had a spider there to put it, to make some of us. He did coffee all night then.
Oh, that's, he brought this spider from Texas?
No, he didn't say it. It was a blacksmith tool.
Oh.
That's a blacksmith tool set on like a Dutch oven. Just three things and can't hardly tell you.
Oh, I see. That's
like a horseshoe with the legs on the horseshoe to stick down and set it down. There you can.
Then put anything that you want on top.
Cook and put anything uncooked.
I see. Did you ever hear of, how did you keep milk cool when...
That's another days? Good question. We didn't keep it cool all the time, but sometimes we'd go down to the spring. We always had a spring cooler than it was on top. And we put the milk in the spring. Mm-hmm. And that's where we kept our milk cool in spring.
Did people ever call have something they called a dairy?
Dairy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's called a cow pasture, a dairy business, but nothing like that here. Every fellow got his own cow.
Mm-hmm. I see. You showed me something to sweep the floor yesterday. Would you explain that?
A broom.
How you made it?
We grew our own broom cone. Had broom cone seed like a sorghum seed. And grew up about so tall, and it was made for that purpose. It grew for that purpose. Well, we cut the first. We went to the field when we saw it was ripe and grown, and break it down like it. Turn the heads downward. We just bend it over. So it would break. And then we'd go back up. Stay that way until, I guess killing frost about the time.
Oh, and they got ripe.
Got ripe. And then we went and cut off up above that joint and went to the house
about
and get the seed off of it. Leave about 3 feet at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And all the straw part, leave it and part of the body. Down. And then they would take about 10 to 20 or so into 10 or 20 little stalks right together. And have a broomstick, something like 3.5, 4 feet long, and wrap that around those.
Scald that broom corn to make it swivel up.
Yeah, you scald boiling water on it.
I tried that, and I guess.